Oh, shoot.
Recorded live.
Hey, what's happening? This is the Who Day Over 40 podcast. I'm your host and producer, a.k.a. Lil Hutch on the line. I got, who do I have on the line?
Mr. Sandman, here again.
Yep, Sandman's here again. You know Sandman from all our other podcasts, primarily the Secret Wars, OG Secret Wars podcast. And who else is on the line?
It's Big Hutch, the Big Bengal fan.
Yeah. The Missing in Action Bengal fan. There's still some butt-hurtedness feelings from that playoff loss.
That ain't going away.
Yeah, I was on vacation in Savannah last week, and I stopped into an Outback to go to the bathroom, and that shit was on NFL Network, and I was like, you know what, let's go someplace else. it was right before the shenanigans, too. It was right after Jeremy fumbled. I was like, we got to go.
The worst part of the game, yep.
Yeah, I was like, I got to go. But I don't want to rehash too many of those demons. What we want to do is look ahead to the offseason. It is the offseason, the combine's going on. Funny thing is, when the Bengals were terrible, I used to watch the combine all the time because I was like, well, we're going to be getting one of these dudes eventually. So I would watch it all the time. Do you watch the combine, big guy?
I don't watch it that much, really.
Okay. What about you, Sam, man?
I watch it for the players that I know. So, like, for us, obviously, Ohio State players, and we got a bunch this year. I'm watching, you know, Braxton Miller, all them, try to see, you know, what they did, you know, and momentarily. And then after that, I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't care about nobody else.
Yeah, I used to be a big combine person, writing people down. I was big with Mike and him. And, you know, if they get this person, then that, I used to be. Now, I just turned it on a little while ago and I saw, like, wide receivers running on. I was like, man, this is ridiculous. I'm watching this shit. And so I turned it off. But, yeah, so combine's going on. Free agency starts on, I think, legal tampering starts on the 7th. And then after free agency starts on the 9th, because they opened up that window where you could legally tamper with players the weekend before it starts. So
right.
The Bengals never been players, big players in free agency. I know we've all
never.
Had that disappointment of Cincinnati, like, well, they can sign such and such, and they can clear something. Cincinnati ain't doing it. You should know this by now. If you are a Bengal fan, if you expect them to sign somebody that you've heard of before, you can buy some beachfront property in Wisconsin for me.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen, man. Yeah, not as long as Mike Brown owns his team. No, that ain't happening. So.
But you know what, though? And I hate to say it, Mike Brown is a genius in the sense that people that win free agency don't win. They don't.
Yeah, that's the argument for it. And they actually have some, you were pretty much leading up to this, they actually got some established history of doing it the right way, re-signing their own players. Obviously, that's not, you know, exciting, which is what we want. But,
okay.
You know, yeah, but, yeah, they you can't argue too much against what they've done.
Right. There's no splash.
The Bengals have done everything right except winning the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Has anybody got I hope they sign this particular player story, because I got a great one. And it's going to bring back some butt-hurtness, by the way. But anybody got I hope they sign this person that you was faking, excited, thought it was going to happen for whatever reason.
I don't know, have a name, but I have a position. I mean, the center position is one of the reasons that the running game sucks so bad this year. I mean, they need to get somebody else in there. There's a Bodine that's getting pushed around, and they have to either address that and they draft again somehow or something. I mean, free agency, if they were going to do any kind of free agent signing, a big one, that would be the area I would go to, and they would be right to do it.
I think they need
Matt from the Browns.
So linebackers.
Yeah.
Right.
Linebacker, that's another position. Yeah.
Right. Well, I was talking more about like the like in the past, like, you know, free agency open and you knew it was a clear need for the team and you convinced yourself that, like, this was gonna happen or we wished it to happen. Is anybody like that in the past?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big Daddy Wilkerson.
Oh, right. God.
So that was the draft though.
Right. As far as the free agency?
Yeah.
Hell, everybody almost back in the early 90s. Let's see here. That Reggie White, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. You talk. That's back in the day when the Bengals, you know, nobody coming to Cincinnati to play back then. You know, their reputation was horrible. So that was the other thing that, you know.
The reputation was real. That wasn't.
Yeah.
It was real.
Right.
Well, my big one was and just it's gonna get groans out of y'all because of what it was, and you'll remember. Like, I just knew. That Warren Sapp was signing with the Bengals.
Oh, man.
That was a gut punch.
Yeah, remember, because it was down to us and the Raiders.
Yep.
And I told Big Hutch this story before. I don't remember. It was down to us and the Raiders. And, like, I went on his website, and it was just like QBKiller.com or whatever. And he had, like, a picture of himself standing, like, on the website, like, him with, like, two, like, helmets or two balls in his hand. One was the Raiders and one was the Bengals. And, this was in Florida. We used to go to church on Saturday nights down there. And I literally remember going to church and praying, please let Warren Sapp sign with the Bengals. That's awful.
Yeah, that fool. Yeah, he used the Bengals really well, man.
Somebody else uses like that too. Who else uses like
everybody.
That?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, basically. But
they would leverage us to get a better deal from somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. That's all they used to be used for. You know, if you heard their name, it was just that athlete trying to drum up some support to get him some more money to go somewhere else because he damn sure wouldn't sign him with the Bengals.
And then when they did sign, they signed like Gary Reason from the Giants or something.
Yes.
Really?
No, it was a different linebacker. I thought for the from the Giants that they signed.
They signed. So I mean, that dude was as old as Methuselah.
Which was, that's all they used to sign was the old cat trying to get that last contract before he croaked. And, you know, get out the door and get in his wheelchair. I mean, that was all the Bengals were able to sign because of the nightmare of the 90s,
that,
of course.
Who was that receiver from the 49ers that signed for, like, 2 days and was hurt?
Oh,
retired?
His leg was hurt. He was hurt when they signed him, and then they still had to pay him.
Right?
And never played the Bengals at all. I can't remember the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Right. I don't think he got a picture on the Topps card.
It wasn't his injury the reason that we wind up signing, T.O., like, after? Was that that?
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Kind of time frame?
Pretty much.
Hello? I can't remember that dude's name either. I mean, we're smart enough to know they're not signing anybody. So if you on a website think that Cincinnati's going to sign somebody off a different team, that's maybe not a street free agent that already got cut and, you know, was just looking for something, they're not signing anybody. I know all that stuff is out there with Chris Long and James Laurinaitis. That is not happening, you know.
No, that's not happening.
We don't want them.
Huh?
Well, I don't think we need them.
Well, I don't think we do
couple
either.
Positions.
I mean, both of them are,
no.
You know, I wouldn't say they're over the hill, but they're close to it.
Yeah, they already went through that with A.J. Hawk anyway. I mean, that was like the feel-good signing Ohio State player. You know, he was on his last legs. Hey, he didn't do a damn thing. He didn't do a damn thing.
He hung on to people as they went down the field.
That's the kind of cat the Bengals love, though. Hell, but mediocre linebacker. Oh yeah, we'll sign that cat.
Yeah, but he didn't. But he also didn't play like hardly at all, really.
Not really.
He started that game, didn't he? He started the playoff game.
I think he started all of them, but if you go back and look at his snap count, it's ridiculous. It's a couple games where he had like 3 and 4 snaps because. You know, whatever defense that they were running. I mean, he was there by name only.
That was Gary Reason.
I don't remember that at all.
Gary Reason. He played for the Cincinnati Bengals in 1992.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I pretty much blocked out all the 90s from my memory anyway.
Died.
Yeah, keep getting them checks. Wow.
So that's what they were good for back then.
Yeah. But what the Bengals are known for now in free agency is signing their own players. They've come to this point where they draft their own, they keep and sign their own, and then supplement their own with C, and I'm being kind, C-level free agents.
Yeah.
So they had a whole bunch of people that are up this year. That's why a lot of people were thinking, like, look, this is their year because they have so many players that are up in free agency. Now, the cap wound up going up. I don't know if you saw that shady story where the NFL kept, like, $10 million from the players. So the cap
Way
up is $10 million more than what they thought it was going to be. So the Bengals always flush with cash anyway, have options or choices to make on the player. So let's just go through the list of free agents, and we can kind of go do a yay, nay, or maybe on if they should bring that person back. And I don't want to do salaries because I don't know anything about the millions. I just know what they're making, and I don't know what they're worth. But at the top of that list is cornerback Leon Hall, 31 years old, made $9 million last season. Yay or nay? I mean,
I give it a yay with a caveat that if they do bring him back, it's a really team-friendly deal. And, I mean, he's, you know, he'd be like the nickel corner or whatever. I mean, he's reliable. He's unspectacular now because he's old as hell. But but that's the only way. That is the only way.
I say team kick rocks.
Right. I mean, this is the reason that free agents should sign with Cincinnati, because whatever deal you sign with them, they're going to let you get your money. Leon Hall, this year, he played nickel corner, which he did. He played a ton of snaps, but he made $9 million as a part-time player. Like, you know, agents are going to blow up numbers and say the deal is worth this, but in Cincinnati, you get your money. We paid Robert Davis on his way out the door, man, and he made all kinds of money and couldn't play no more. But he got it because they don't cut people with debt. You know, they don't do a lot of dead money with the Bengals. So,
yeah, that's why so many. Yeah, that's why so many free agents want to come to Cincinnati, because they know they're going to get paid. Because Mike Brown, love him or hate him, he's loyal to his players, and they know that now. It's gotten around. You know, they've done that for about over 10 years now, pretty much. So,
and his badass coach.
Don't get me started on that.
He's coming back, so let's just put that to bed. All right. I'm going to say no on Leon Hall just because he's such a vested veteran. I don't think that they're going to be able to get him a deal that would make sense for him. And he probably wants to – he's from Michigan. He probably wants to go home and play close to home. So I say he leaves. But
he probably
if
will.
If he comes back, I won't hate that he comes back if he's playing nickel. All right. Andre Fatboy Smith.
Oh, hell no. Go. Bye. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I'm done with that, Trey. I was done with him after the year after they drafted him. I'm done with that fool.
Right. Right tackle.
Get rid of E.T.
He's what?
Get rid of E.T. Extra titty.
he made $6 million last year. He's unrestricted. He's only 28.
Damn.
I mean, the writing's on the wall that they already drafted two people that could play right tackle.
He can't read. He went to Alabama.
Yeah. He's gone again. You know, he was hurt so much and out of shape the first couple of years, and then when he hit
like all of them.
Well, yeah.
But he hit free agency the first time, and he had no interest, so that's why he wound up coming back. And then
they got him at a discount.
Yeah, and he's sort of in shape now. If somebody makes the mistake of thinking he can play left tackle, they're going to get their quarterback killed unless he's a left-handed. So
yeah, he wants left tackle money, which ain't happening. So.
No, and he's a right tackle. We probably paid him and definitely drafted him too high to be a right tackle and paid him too much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with Cedric and Jake Fisher on the team already, he's a goner. So I don't think there's any chance he's coming back. Not at that number at $6 million. All right.
They'll probably go to Cleveland.
They can have him in Cleveland.
Yeah. Starting strong free safety, Reggie Nelson, age 32, made About $4.8 million last season. Yay, nay, or maybe.
For the right price.
But he wants money. He gonna want to get paid. I can't say yeah. I mean, he's as good as he had last year. I still don't think they can bring him back. Is he getting old? He's gonna have that season where he's hurt all the time and don't play. And they need to get out now.
Right. He's not the type of player that the Bengals would bring back typically because of his age. He's 32. Because of the position that he plays as well. What do you think, Big Hutch?
Hit the street.
Yeah. I kind of want him back. I think there needs to be some continuity, but they already drafted his replacement in Sean Williams as well.
Right.
I mean, he's already there. He's been in the system for a while. Again, teams don't get better by paying their 30-plus-year-old player. They just don't.
Right.
Right.
You know, yeah,
you're talking about almost 30. If he kept all the players they're talking about, you're talking almost about $25, $30 million in all those cornerbacks and safeties. And they're too old. You're too old.
If you add up the salaries of the first three people we talked about, we're almost at $21 million.
Right.
Damn. Yeah.
Just three or four players.
Right. So, I kind of want him back, but I don't think he's coming back either. Which leads us to the other spot, which would be starting strong safety, George Iokah, 25 years old, made $1.5 billion last year.
Damn, they got him at a discount.
But he's still on his rookie deal, so.
I think they got to bring him back, regardless.
Pay the man his money.
Yeah, they got to pay him. He's young, and, you know, he's not spectacular, but he's steady. So I think, you know, give that man his money, like you said.
Yeah. And in the defensive backfield, safeties are, like, not overpaid. I mean, you could overpay a safety by paying them $5 million. Like, that's overpaying them. It's not like cornerback money where the good ones
get somebody making, like, there's one cornerback that's making, like, $10 or $12 million, ain't it?
Right. Cornerback.
Who's that?
Safety.
That's like Ronnie Lott type money.
Now, didn't the Saints sign Jarius Byrd to some ridiculous deal when he left the Bills?
That's on them, though.
He's probably not paid safety. But
yeah,
they paid him that kind of money. And if he wants that kind of money, they'll let him walk, too. You know, and the Bengals have been very good at this. Hey, there's two offers on the table. Whoever takes it gets to stay, and whoever doesn't gets to go. So maybe there's money for both safeties on the table, and whoever takes the first one gets to stay, and the other one goes. But they should bring back Iokah. I've learned to like him as a player. He's grown on me. I didn't like him at first, but he's grown on me. I would hope that they bring him back, especially if they let Nelson go. They need some sort of veteran leadership back there.
He's a system player. I mean, that's what they like, and you know they'll bring him back, I think.
Okay. Staying in the backfield, Adam Pac-Man Jones, 32 years old, made $2.5 million last year. Yay, nay, or stay?
His Victor's made $2.5 million.
Huh?
Mm.
Made $2.5 million.
Yeah. Why you always got to do that? Is he staying though? I don't think there's a market for him outside of Cincinnati. I think his reputation precedes him, and the playoff game didn't help. So if he's going to play, it'll be in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Marvin Lewis loves him, and you know that's probably the main reason he'll probably come back. I mean, he's a good punt returner, which is they sorely need because old 5 yards dropped the damn ball. Tate, I'm tired of his ass. So I mean, they need somebody else just for that alone. And I mean, he's veteran leadership, maybe the wrong type. That's, you know, sometimes as we saw in that damn playoff game. But I think they bring him back.
Yeah, I think he's coming back as well. I think he'll be back. I just don't think there's anybody that could sign him and put him in front of a press conference after what happened and said, hey, you know, this is our next cornerback. I don't think there's any team that wants to deal with Adam Jones' stuff.
I don't think anybody else is starting him. If Hugh Jackson is that dumb, I mean, he can have him.
He went to the Browns, so his brain capacity is already changed.
Well, I'm just saying that if it ain't Cleveland, it'll be Cincinnati. I think he stays. And, you know, but again, he's also 32, you know, but he also has the fact that, you know, he literally didn't play for like almost three seasons for issues.
Right.
So
yeah, he's still got that young body.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a little bit younger than his body is.
For his age,
he's
yeah.
Mine, catch him too, eventually, you know.
What'd you say?
I said his mind is also still immature.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That ain't going to change. That's the caveat if you sign him.
Right.
You're getting that immaturity.
But you have to have those dudes that, as this guy I follow on Twitter says, you got to have a couple of dudes on you to have that dog in them.
Yeah. That's definitely him.
And Vontaze, you know, but is it
too
much dog?
We got the biggest dog in the yard right now. I mean, with the problems anyway.
Yeah,
that being said, they can't afford no more than them, too. That's about all they can really afford.
Yeah, I agree.
Right now.
Yeah, I don't know if we got anybody that's got that dog in them on offense, but those two definitely
We don't have anybody.
Yeah, I don't think we got anybody that's got that dog in them on offense. But I think Adam Jones comes back. Not 100% sure, but I think he comes back. Let's go down to the defensive line. Wallace Gilberry, defensive end, 31 years old, made $2 million last year.
Wow, Gilberry, this one's hard.
Gilberry, the street Gilberry.
I didn't know
he
was 31.
You want to get rid of everybody without any real thought of bringing, like, who you bringing in to replace him?
I think they're going to bring him back.
You can find hungry defensive linemen in them streets.
Yeah, you can. I mean, yeah, you can find somebody, but you know, and they're not necessarily going to be good.
Right.
Gilberry.
Yeah, he's a part-time player, but he's good at what he does.
Gilberry's a part-time scrub.
I
won't say he's a scrub.
He's making $2 million a year. 2 years ago, he had like 7 sacks. Last year, not so much.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
right.
if you put
the spotlight on him, he cockroach.
He ain't a starter by anybody's stretch of imagination. Now,
right.
If he asked for, like, stupid money, oh, no, get the hell out. But, you know, if you want to be reasonable about it, I'll bring him back.
He's a rotational defensive player. He's rotational.
Exactly.
I'll be okay if they brought him back pretty much with the number that he's making right now. I'd be okay with that at $2 million. That's
but
about
he's
going to
get paid.
That's about what he's worth.
31. Nobody's gonna be knocking his door down for somebody that had 3 sacks last year. This is not happening.
Yeah, you ain't getting no big money. Yeah, I mean, he's serviceable. Somebody else sign him, but he just gotta decide if he want to be here or somewhere else.
Cleveland.
Yeah, a lot of these dudes will wind up there. On the defensive line, Brandon Thompson, defensive tackle, 26 years old, made about $800,000 last year.
What was his stats last year? I don't even remember hearing his name very much.
Not great.
He
was the one that was brought in. Well, him and Pat Sims, remember, were, you know, every other week one of them was up and one of them was down. On the active roster.
Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, Keith Moon. Hit the brick.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to draft a lot of people to replace all the cats. So let all of them go though, because that's
exactly.
Like four Negroes out the door. You know, packing.
But you're saving about $50 million.
Well, but again, if you don't spend it, what's the point of cutting it? You gotta have somebody.
Exactly. Don't let Mike Brown pocket that money. Come on.
You gotta spend it.
But if
you
have to find out that that system that was successful, why would you? I mean, that is their MO. That they would spend it on people that have already been in the system, not to bring somebody in that doesn't know the system.
Once you go
past Logan's Run, yo, the injuries start piling up, and the bench time starts piling up, and they, you know, we don't need no more assistant coaches.
Well, but they got to have somebody on the team, obviously.
Yeah, they got to have bodies.
Yeah, and they're also going to always – they're also always going to default to somebody that they know over somebody that they don't. I don't think
that's the Bengal way.
Yeah, I don't think they bring back Brandon Thompson. I think they were upset with him about something near the end of the year. I think, what's that, Marcus Hardison, I think, that they drafted last year. They like
him.
The inactive roster all year. They drafted a couple of defensive tackles, I think, that they like. So I don't think he comes back, and Pat Sims. I don't think either one comes back. Pat Sims.
Yeah, Pat Sims, back. He got a lot of wear on him. I think Sims, they can go ahead and let him go.
Yeah, I think if one of them comes back, it'll be Brandon Thompson because he's 26. Yeah, Pat Sims is 30. Okay.
Yeah, time to let him go.
A couple of these are real easy. Eric Winston, right tackle, $950,000. He's a bye-bye. He's 32. He's
all he can't do nothing anymore.
He got abused that night. He started at right tackle because Fat Dre didn't play in that Houston game, which put Andy Dalton under duress all night.
Yeah, he didn't do nothing.
He's not very good.
He's old.
Yep, let's see. And then T.J. Johnson, a center. Don't know anything about him. Made $500,000. He's gone. So let's go to the ones that really make the most. Well, we'll go to linebackers first. Benny Ray, $28,000, made $3 million.
$28,000? Damn.
$3
million.
He's their versatile inside line, you know, inside
I like
and outside. He does everything. He does special teams captain as well.
I like
him.
He's a jack of all trades. Yeah.
He could definitely get scooped by Cleveland. Ray Horton signed as the defensive coordinator there, so they're going to run 3-4. He's not a 3-4 inside linebacker. He's a 4-3 inside linebacker.
He's 4-3.
They might swoop him up. You know, Cleveland's going to go in and take a bunch of people that.
Their first job in Cleveland now is to try to win the state.
Right. No, their first job in Cleveland is to try to find a quarterback. That's what they're trying to do. That's been job number one for the past 15 years.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna take a quarterback.
It's easier for them to win the state than it is to find a decent quarterback.
Hugh Jackson has great success with quarterbacks. I'm not sure if he's a great coach, but he's got good success with quarterbacks. You never know who can manage a whole system as being the head coach. You know, he went 8-8 with the Raiders. I mean, okay, went 8-8, but
they
need to
find
a quarterback. And he's a quarterback whisperer for sure. Whoever is there is going to be somebody that will probably be mildly successful. Everything else that goes around with it, who knows?
Yeah, they still got that same sorry damn Browns front office that's been there, you know, for the last however many years. That's the only thing that's changed is he's the new head coach. So, I'm sure. They already started by not bringing back Johnny Football, obviously, but that's kind of easy, obviously. But I don't know.
Vincent Ray, I hope he stays. Emmanuel Lemur, outside linebacker, 26 years old, made $2.3 million.
He's another system guy. They love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And he's young. Not spectacular, you know, nothing really special. At times he's okay, but, you know, they'll probably bring him back. I almost guarantee you.
I think he makes it back because of his age as well, probably like a two-year deal. But I think he makes it back too. What do you think, Big Hus?
I don't know who the dude is from KC, so...
That's what I will say. Tell you everything about him. You need to know, but
wow. All right, and so now we get into the ones that's probably the biggest issue, and it's probably going to cost them some amount of money. It's the wide receivers. They're all up except essentially Mario Alford, who was the last drafted last year, and James Jones, who didn't play at all last year because of knee injury. Everybody else is a free agent. Let's start from who we know is not going to make it back. Brandon Tate, 28 years old, $165,000.
They love that fool. They love that fool. He must have pictures of Marvin Lewis, like, down on the river getting busy with somebody. I don't know what the hell the deal is. Every year they bring it back. I hate him. I want him gone.
The best Tate is Tate's Comics.
There you go. I feel your pain, Sandman. Every time he's back to get a puck, he runs sideways, and it drives me crazy, man.
He's your man if you want to lose 5 or 6 yards every time you catch the ball.
Yeah. Terrible.
If there's a ball to catch, it ain't going to take.
Yeah, he's gone. I can't imagine. He's been on, like, he's gotten saves of execution for the last 3 seasons. I can't imagine he gets another one.
I pray not. We'll definitely know something's going on if he gets back on the roster again somehow.
And then
he got nude photos of the Brown family or something.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, and so the last two are Marvin Jones and Mohamed Sanu. Both drafted in the same draft class together, both very familiar with the system.
Mm-hmm.
Jones more dynamic for sure.
What's on the field?
But this to me is a no brainer that you bring back Marvin Jones.
Yep.
But I don't know. Like, I think somebody might make the mistake of overpaying him to be a number one, where he's a clear, solid number two.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might get a TJ Houshmandzadeh situation where he signs with somebody, and somebody's like, what the hell did we sign this dude for? He can't do nothing.
Yeah, that dude, both of them characters are fool's gold.
Right.
Yeah, well, especially Sanu. At least we've seen Marvin Jones do it on the field. Sanu, he's had, you know, in a few individual plays in there. I mean, he's a third wide receiver, but he was the second wide receiver. Remember when Jones got hurt that 1 year, and he wasn't really up to the damn job. Yeah,
right.
He can go somewhere.
I think he's okay. But like the first part of the year, but then he faded in the second half when they couldn't score points.
They both stunk.
Right. But I think to me, it's clear that you bring back Marvin Jones, but I think somebody makes it a pay, and then you get stuck. And then now if Sanu decides that he feels disrespected,
he's a Cleveland candidate.
Right, yeah, he's a pure, clear Cleveland candidate. But then now you don't have any wide receivers. They're going to have to draft one high.
They're going to have to draft one in the first, second round.
But the last couple of draft classes have produced some great wide receivers in the second and third round.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's easier for wide receivers now to make it in the NFL because, one, there's no, you know, you can't do much press coverage. And, you know, they're all used to running on straight release with all these, you know, these free-forming offenses in college now. So I think finding somebody, saying you're going to find somebody is a lot easier than actually finding them. And I don't want to go into the season with, you know, A.J. Green lined up opposite of, you know, rookie wide receiver.
Larry Curley.
As good as Eifert is, you can't depend on him because he is injury prone.
You've got to have another option.
You got to assume he's going to miss somewhere between 2 to 4 games a season.
That's what he's been averaging.
If you only have A.J. Green, you're going to struggle scoring points.
They'll double team him and you ain't going to be doing nothing.
Right. So, you know, as soon as free agency opens, they should be knocking on Marvin Jones' door to see, you know, what's a solid number two wide receiver make. And, you know, we can come close to that and don't let an agent get you a blow-up deal that you know. And I read something in an article where the Bengals, whether it's naive or whether it's reality about, you know, kind of plying on the idea of not necessarily hometown discounts, but you saw people that left here, were unsuccessful, and couldn't wait to get back here. TJ wanted to come back after his thing fell apart. Somebody else that came back too.
The two guys from Tampa Bay.
Mike Johnson.
TJ wanted to come back. I mean, it was just, you know, it was the grass wasn't always greener.
They went for the check.
But the money was essentially the same. You know, TJ said that the money was essentially the same, and Mike Johnson said the same thing, that the money was essentially the same. You know, in the long run, but you know, he felt that he was going to be able to do something else someplace else, and he didn't want to go, really, and he came back. So the thought is, like, look, you're going to take uproot your whole life, essentially, you know, for a couple of extra dollars? Is it worth it? Who knows? I you know, who can say? So
it's different for everybody, but yeah it's.
But Marvin Jones had that one breakout year 2 years ago, and he faded like some jeans, yo.
Yeah, if he thinks he's a number one receiver, he's in for a rude awakening. But you know, if he be satisfied, it's like, okay, you're a decent number two. You're on a team that's got a lot of talent, and you're gonna get your number of balls and get your stats if you stay here. You know, he could be cool with that and make some money, because they're gonna have to pay him to keep him here. So, but who knows what's in his head? And he's young.
Last season he was 65 catches for 816.
That's good on a team with AJ Green and Tyler Eifert.
Right.
He should be getting 1-on-1 matchups. He should be open all the time. He's open on Madden 16, but he wasn't open all in real life.
Let's not go on Madden. And then his breakout season was 2013, where he had 51 catches, 712 yards, and with 10 touchdowns. But he had 5
right.
in one game. So
right, you get the jam.
You know, take it for what it's worth.
Right.
I'd rather have him than Mario Alford or anybody else that's lined up at that number two spot. But
right.
He's a strong, probably Cleveland candidate too. And it sounds like, from what I saw, he wants to get paid.
Already came out and said he's not going to have any hometown discount. So, right. I mean, and in his defense, he shouldn't. I mean, it's his turn to get paid. You know, this is going to be his big contract year.
Yeah, this is his only this is his one time to get paid. So he needs to take care of his family and all
hashtag
that.
Hashtag play better.
Well.
But, I mean, the Bengals want to sign their own people back. Yeah, well, go ahead. And this is a good opportunity to do just that. You know, he's valuable to them. Re-sign him.
Free agency oftentimes is paid on potential, not on actual production. So, based on his potential, you know, good luck. And I hope you're right, because, again, most of the time it doesn't work out.
Right.
With that being said, so that's free agency, and Cincinnati has a ton of them. They'll probably bring back close to half of them, probably 75% of them. And then get ready for the draft. They're picking, I think, 25th. I've seen mocks all over the place, but essentially they'd all have them taking a wide receiver, whether it was Braxton Miller, which would be a mistake, or the wide receiver from Ole Miss. I see them taking
Ole Miss or Baylor.
Got hurt from Notre Dame on one, because they, you know, he was essentially redshirting like they did Cedric Obiagu or whatever.
Will Fuller. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, with the Gold Domers.
Yeah, I agree. if there's a need, and you really can't tell until what happens in free agency. If there's a need, where do you see like the biggest need is? Like, I know you said center, Sam, man, but they drafted that 4-9 dude. I think they may be satisfied.
Yeah.
I'm
afraid they're satisfied, unfortunately.
I agree. So where do you think the biggest needs are?
Maybe safety. It depends on who comes back. Corner.
Right.
And let's see. Probably linebacker.
Right. They love first-round cornerbacks.
They do.
To let them sit and not play. But they love them. What do you think, Big Hoss?
They need – I would like them to, they really don't need a lot, but they do need a number two receiver or a one B receiver just in case.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to draft somebody regardless.
Yeah.
I think we can agree on that.
Right. But again, they've drafted, you know, the last second round receiver they drafted was, Jerome Simpson. You saw that.
The only thing we know about him is the flip.
Yeah, he's still in the league with his pot smoking self. So,
smoke weed every day.
Yeah. So, my biggest need, I think, for them, if they're going to draft, like, because I don't think they they don't really get off on drafting linebackers early. They like to draft system people. Yeah, that's going to be something later. If I'm looking ahead, I mean, I think the Super Bowl taught us you can never have too many pass rushers, but you're not going to get nobody elite pass rushing the passer at 25. So.
There's another position, D tackle, because Pecco, he might get cut.
Pecco's old. Well, they're not going to cut him.
Pecco is a liability.
He don't do nothing, though. I mean, how can they keep justifying? It's just like Tate all over again. How are they going to justify bringing him back again?
He's just a big blob.
Yeah, and he don't even do that anymore.
Right.
He don't even get in the way anymore.
He's just hair and a blob.
Right. Yeah,
but you're probably right. I think they're going to – they love their family guys, so he'll probably be back again. This will be last year.
Gavin's
probably
got
be back.
His money, couldn't play anymore. Pecco getting his money. He might be half what he was, but he's getting his money.
Yeah.
And
I think that's good. That'll end up killing them. They'll probably miss a playoff somewhere because people run on
it. They'll fade him out like they did Gathers, and whoever that they think is the next person to play defensive tackle will just start playing more.
You're right about that because they had Gathers for years.
So I think that you're not going to get an elite pass rusher at 25. And so now you wind up with Cincinnati, I think, is again in one of those BPAs, you know, it's best player available. So whoever they sort of probably a quarterback and a running back, they'll probably draft him at 25. I think every other position is available. They would take anybody else. They might take another tight end if they find somebody that can catch the ball or whatever, like Iver can. And you got to think about his replacement, too, because he's going to want money, and he's injury prone.
Right. And you know it's not going to be anybody from OSU unless it's white.
Do they have something against OSU players? I mean, I know it's – I think they do sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. Probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah. And that didn't help.
Maybe the Big Ten total. Michigan State players, actually.
They love Michigan State players. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it seems now that they realize that, like, there's a lot of talent in the SEC. Maybe we should take players from that.
They love some Georgia.
Yeah. So,
and
just,
you can't argue against them. I mean, AJ and AMG know the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Florida, too.
I'm just curious. Like I said, free agency will start. All that idea of me looking on Pro Football Talk and hitting the refresh buttons to see who's signing with who, hoping the Bengals' names show up somewhere. Those days are over.
Did you get an offer from Bengal Insiders to join their stuff for $5 for 8 months?
No. That's a farce. I can tell you what's going to happen during free agency for the Bengals. Nothing.
Nothing. The fan base will start panicking like always. Yeah, they ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, give me $5. If they go out and sign somebody of worth, and I haven't even seen the free agent list that much anyway because I know the Bengals ain't going to participate. I ain't even looked at it. I don't even like to try
Mario
to –
Mario Williams. Oh, they're going to keep him in Buffalo, right?
He's a bum
Mario
now.
Williams. Yeah.
He's okay,
yeah,
but he ain't worth what the money you'd have to get him.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you kind of hope sometimes where like, well, they kind of want to win. You know, didn't win in Buffalo all that time. Didn't win with the Texans when they were there.
Didn't win in Cleveland or win in Cincinnati either.
Right. Well, you know, but he also I think he's the you know the final piece or whatever. You know, if they don't have any kind of connection to Marvin Lewis, I don't even think about them even thinking about signing with the Bengals either. Like they gotta have some sort of connection. Like because he dated his daughter, that took him to the, you know turnabout dance. And there's no connection. There's no way they're signing with Cincinnati. So it's not signing nobody. They ain't signing nobody that's not already a member of their team. So
yeah, they got that. Yeah,
if I was a free agent and money was kind of the middle of the road, I'm trying to figure my happy ass to get on New England.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people, but everybody that plays, not everybody, but the people that play there, you know, you read enough stuff, man, they all hate playing for that dude. They all hate it. They might like the setting. Still, they all hate it until they get their ring fitted.
Yeah, they trying to get the ring, but make no mistake, nobody likes his ass.
No, everybody hates him. So,
yeah.
I can't see that they, you know, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I think people were like, man, six, you know, or half a dozen, you know, I'd rather play someplace else, not get a ring, and, you know, be happy. But again, that place ain't really expensive.
But if you're going to Cincinnati, and you're trying to get some, you know, after regular season playoff success, bro, good luck.
Right.
If they're trying to, you know, get over that hump, you would think that they would try to shake it up just a little bit. Maybe that one player, like we were saying, center, linebacker, another impact position.
Right. Try to find somebody that's, you know, like, wow, you know, make that big splash, you know, trade whatever your draft picks to go get the one player that you want, like, do something. But they're not doing
that. They're just not going to do that.
This is the most successful regular season Bengals of all time.
Oh, right? Yeah, easily.
You're only half a game away from winning the division 3 years in a row.
Right.
Yeah, I'm afraid that they might not. In the end, they may not have anything to show for it, though. I mean, you know.
Right. They're the Braves of the 90s, except for 1 year.
Even the Braves won one, though. Damn, they don't look like they're going to get that far.
But the Marlins won two.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
And the Steelers are as sorry as they were in the 80s almost. The freaking Baltimore Ravens are playing on borrowed time, and Cleveland sucks. Cleveland's actually taking our coaches and players. That's where they are.
Yeah. It's amazing. I never thought I'd see the day with stuff like this would happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Bengals are the best 53-man roster in the league with ease.
Agreed.
Yeah.
With ease.
Yeah. I agree. And I think they know what they're doing. I think they finally found a system that works for them. And they know who they want on their team and who they don't, probably more importantly, who they don't want on the team. And they figured that part out to find people that fits into their system perfectly. But now, you still got to get over
there. They're going to get clean in free agency. They're going to get crushed in free agency.
Yeah.
The other teams are going to come for their players. I mean, it's going to be kind of.
You got a former coach in Minnesota, a former coach in Washington, and a former coach in freaking Cleveland. I mean, they're going to get physically molested.
Yeah, I agree. They are going to hear. They're going to lose a few of these people.
Right.
Definitely.
And you can't blame them for taking the money either. You know, I don't hate any player for getting their money.
Right.
You also, this has happened to successful teams in the past.
Right.
Every successful team. And if that's the case, then you have to believe in your system. It's going to be able to plug and
connect
people into your system. And
you got to win. You got to win when your window is open.
Yeah, because their window is not going to stay open forever, obviously.
Well, the only time your window stays open is when you have a franchise quarterback. We don't have a franchise quarterback. Have a solid quarterback, but we don't have a franchise quarterback. You know, teams that have franchise quarterbacks, their windows open for the longest time because of the quarterback. You know,
right.
I mean, look at Green Bay. You know, they're not. They're not. And look at Pittsburgh. Shit. I mean, they got two Super Bowls or whatever, but I mean, as soon as you take Roethlisberger off that team, they are going to not be very good.
No, they're not the same team. Whatever.
But the Bengals
be terrible.
But the Bengals should be. The Bengals should be in at least the championship game for the last 3 years.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to get a pass. Well, they shouldn't get a pass this year because they still had the game won. But they're going
to
get a pass.
They still figure out a way to win that game. You should have won the division last 3 years easy, and you could have been the number one seed twice out of those 3 years.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. This is the Bengals, man.
FBC.
This is the one team in the NFL that Marvin Lewis can't get fired from. I mean, he's just not – Mike Brown ain't going to do that ever. He can lose playoff games from now until forever. He'll never get fired.
Yeah. Okay. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Wow. So, yeah, that's podcast number 5 for Who Day Over 40. Like I said, we'll try to keep better up with this. We kind of got that hurt us from that playoff loss.
We need to time away from that.
We need
to be on the down low.
Yeah, we needed some time off from talking about the Bengals. I know I did for a little bit. As we get closer to free agency, or once free agency starts and we'll see who the Bengals sign, who they don't sign, you know, we'll kind of come back to this and chop it up again to see what they're doing, or better yet, excuse me, what they're not doing. If they wind up losing, you know, too many people, it's going to be an angry podcast because you know they're going to be sitting on some money that they have.
Oh, yeah.
And
be ready for it. It's going to happen.
Be ready. Yeah, and I don't go to the websites as much anymore because I know that people have, you know, people are having these pie in the sky dreams that the Bengals have this money to sign this, and this, and they ain't doing that. So,
yeah,
how long have you been a fan of this team? Like 5 years? Because the history tells you that ain't happening. So,
exactly.
Just deal with it. So,
yep.
But yeah, so. We'll come back to it. We want to thank Sandman for the short notice getting you to come on, man. We really appreciate it. We'll see you on Thursday for Secret Wars podcast. Yes, we'll see you on Thursday. Finally, hopefully Big Hutch will have his phone fixed.
You put that on Front Street yet?
Huh?
Is that on Front Street?
Oh, we what?
That's Front Street, yo. Front Street.
Yeah. I said get it fixed. I didn't say anything else.
Who's on the phone?
Anybody can have a broken phone, man.
It happens.
But yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get you back for it as we start to wrap up OG Secret Wars. And like I said, if you are a fan of this, you can like it on SoundCloud and leave a comment. You can also like it on iTunes. Leave a comment, subscribe. New episodes for this won't come out that often, but if you subscribe, you'll never miss one. It'll pop right up into your podcast window. So, you know, we're still hurting a little bit. We are looking forward to the off season, and we're looking forward to the off season. Hopefully they don't lose everybody. That's basically it. I am the producer. I'm signing off. Sign off, Sandman.
This is Sandman signing off. Who they y'all?
Sign off, Big Hutch.
Get your prostate checked.
Duly noted. All right, I'm out. Peace.
Peace.